Recently, I spoke with motorsport racing icon Mario Andretti. We had a great conversation, and one of the things that stuck with me was when I asked him about his induction into the Automotive Hall of Fame. Mario referred to this moment as possibly his sweetest victory. I was a little surprised because he didn't say his Indy 500 win or F1 championship, but then he gave me a little insight into why this was the case. Here's what he said.
Why is motor racing important? Why? Because of the automobile. When it was invented, it was invented not to be raced, but to be transportation, but then again, there's a sport that's connected to it. And to be able to be recognized at that level, even outside of the sport, and to feel that maybe you've contributed to some degree as far as creating attention to it or so forth, or maybe being part of the technology that is developed in a racing world where it's also then it's fed down, you know, into the production side. I mean, let's face it, there were many new aspects of the engine development that started in racing. And then obviously it came down and funneled down to the production side. So there is a connection with that as well. And so that's the reason why I think that, you know, I suppose that you're considered to be part of it. And that's where my appreciation for that recognition is honest, and it's very much and huge for me.
So Mario was not only honored to be inducted on behalf of motorsports, but on behalf of motorsports' overall contribution to automotive technology. This conversation with Mario got me thinking a little on all the ways motorsports has influenced technology, as well as culture and society as a whole. Mario mentioned tires and engine development as major contributions that motorsports has made to technology. Both are valid points, but the first example that comes to my mind, especially having grown up in Indianapolis, is the rearview mirror, as it was famously used by Ray Haroon, who attached it to his Marmon Wasp in 1911, and he won the first Indy 500. Now, Haroon gets the bulk of the acknowledgement when it comes to the rearview mirror, but in fact, it was a female race car driver, Dorothy Lavette, who years earlier started using the mirror in her makeup compact to see how close competitors were behind her. Fast forward to today, and the rearview mirror has evolved from being an option to being something all drivers rely on. Another significant innovation born from motorsports is disc brakes. Although patented in 1902, it finally gained momentum in the 1950s when it began being used in motorsports. Other technologies such as traction control, direct fuel injection, seat belts, anti-lock braking, and turbocharging all have roots in motorsports. And the contributions continue today, including the area of electric cars, something that should interest most of us considering recent revelations.
They're among America's fastest-selling cars, average price an eye-popping $58,000. Electric vehicles, EVs, make up 7% of new car sales. Now the Biden administration wants to accelerate the green revolution with tougher emission standards. And industry sources say requiring that EVs make up at least 54% of automakers' new car sales by 2030, two-thirds of sales by 2032.
That's right. The U.S. plans to increase emission standards and mandate that by 2032, two-thirds of cars sold by automakers must be electric. So, motorsports, again, is playing a role in development of new cutting-edge EV technology like regenerative braking systems, high-performance batteries, and advanced power management. Fans of this podcast may remember my interview last year with Alejandro Agag. He's the founder and chairman of Formula E and Extreme E. These are motorsports championships for electric cars. In 2015, Formula E was using 800-volt battery systems and silicon carbide inverters, significant improvement to previous systems because they allow for faster charging and more power output. I asked Alejandro about the role of electric motorsports when it came to promoting the idea of sustainability, and he had a very interesting answer.
I think the role of motorsport can be really important. And you said it right. Sustainability sometimes is perceived as not fun and as not that attractive. It's a boring topic, which is the contrary. It's an incredibly important topic. We need to make it fun. Motorsport has the power to bring sustainability to a much wider audience, people who necessarily don't want to watch a documentary, but they want to watch a race. If you take this race like we do in Formula E to cities and we showcase electric cars, or you take it with Extreme E to most remote corners of the planet where climate change is actually having a huge impact, that is using motorsport as a tool for the climate action cause.
A tool for the climate action cause, yes, indeed. But motorsports is also a great influence on culture in other ways. For example, Netflix's F1 Drive to Survive series has built a tremendous following worldwide. According to Formula One, Drive to Survive's 22 season, its fourth, was the most watched Netflix series in 33 countries, including the United States. It has met with such great success that now, similar series are being developed for golf and tennis. In the 1981 Monza Grand Prix, John Watson's McLaren MP4 spun out of control and crashed. Spectators and those watching on TV thought he was surely dead. But you can imagine the surprise when Watson climbed out of the first carbon fiber monocoque race car, completely unscathed. Although carbon fiber technology had been around for a while, building a car with it was far from mainstream at the time. When McLaren first started floating the idea to use carbon fiber, it was thought to be too ambitious, and they faced quite a bit of skepticism, especially from rival racing teams. However, after Watson's crash and a carbon fiber car winning the British Grand Prix that same year, skepticism quickly turned to enthusiasm, and now carbon fiber monocoques are on every F1 and Indy car and have proven to reduce weight while increasing safety by being strong enough to withstand impact at high speeds. Finally, to conclude this episode, I want to take you back to my interview with Mario Andretti, where I asked him what he thought were the greatest contributions made by motorsports to the automotive industry. Let's have a listen.
I think it's overall, it's about determining the safety aspect of the tires, for instance. The most rigorous application of a tire, which is a tire is the most important part on any vehicle, is that there's no more rigorous proving ground than the racetrack. I've been testing Firestone tires, you know, since started in 1964. I've been part of that, and I know the progress that we've made over the years, but that's not just performance, it's safety. Because why? Because you're constantly putting the tire under the stresses that you can only dream about on a pleasure car. So when you're driving your family somewhere, taking a long trip, you can be very much at ease that you're in good shape, you're in good hands with that side of it. I'd say probably from the standpoint of safety, I think it's probably the tire is the biggest contribution. Development on the racetrack, you know, and that's where the knowledge is spilled down to directed down to the production side for an everyday car.
So there you have it. Five incredible examples of the impact motorsports has had on our world. So thank you, motorsports, for creating a space where boundaries can be pushed and innovation can thrive. And with that final thought, it brings us to a close to my first ever Eddie's Fast Five episode. Thanks for listening in and happy driving.